Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well.
Yeah, me too. I was living well until my wife, she's 41, and she's, I think her hormones are going wild, and I like try to talk to her, and she's snapping at me. Like the other day, I was doing the dishes, I did everything. I was, you know, and I was trying to help her do, take care of some of her stuff for her, and she was getting all snippety at me, and then she gets around her period, you know, it doesn't seem to be as bad, but it's still pretty bad, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with.
And are those hormones, or is that called being married?
That bladder flush, and I was wondering what the apple juice and, I forget what you said, but was that a fast when you did the bladder flush, or?
Well, it's not a bladder flush. It really helps clean out the digestive tracts. More of like yeast, that sort of thing can clear it out. Yeah, I mean, that can cause irritability. If you have an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, that's a possibility. But it might be hormone related. Does it happen right around her period or away from her period?
Yeah, it seems like it's right when you know, it's like a week or two. I know her period's coming because she's getting quite irritable, and you know, it's just the size. I can't hardly explain it, but you know, yeah, it seems like when the period's coming up, it gets worse, and then when
the period's coming,
period, it's not
it's like World
bad,
War III.
She still has some tendencies.
Yeah, a lot of times it can be hormone related. It can be progesterone. And it can be estrogen. Those levels can fluctuate. Obviously, that's what happens during that time. But it can also be dopamine levels in her brain that can be causing her to get a little grumpy, a little snappy. And dopamine is a brain chemical. It's one of our major neurochemicals or neurotransmitters. And when dopamine gets low, it's easy to get agitated. And this happens a lot with men, but it also happens with women. So when dopamine levels drop, I mean, it can cause massive irritability. It can cause, I mean, the littlest things can just make you just blow up and go over the top. So that's probably what's going on at some level with her. And so you might want to have that check. Blood test can be done. Nutritional deficiency testing can be done to see exactly what her dopamine levels are. Serum and also urine, they can do both. And you might want to just look. And a lot of foods that can increase dopamine levels. But hey, real quick question. Is she taking any medicine at all, by chance?
Taking any medicine.
Nothing? So nothing for depression or anything?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
But, you know, it seems like when the incidents take place, you know, it's her facts are even off. It's not even accurate to what the real deal is, and it's, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of like looking at her kind of funny, like thinking, geez, so, you know, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, I'm thinking this, I'm doing that or whatever, and there's just like this other thing going on here that I don't know nothing about, you know, and I'm sitting there, I don't know how to deal with it really, Doc.
But I would just look into it. It's probably the dopamine levels. I'd get some blood tests done. Or urine test that you go to your doctor and they can run either one. There's a really good company called Natural Care Network and they do nutritional blood analysis. Now that might be something to think about too because it can really connect the dots. And when you get down and figure out what is it? Is it the hormones? Is it are the highs and the lows? Is it brain chemistry? They'll be able to figure that out. And your doctor can run some traditional tests, but a lot of physicians don't really run more nutritional testing to get that figured out. It's more specialized. But just something to think about. I would definitely look into that and then come up with a game plan from there. Okay, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, getwellradio.com. You want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And, of course, do anything we can to answer in private if you need to. But we'd be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, you've been emailing us about it. You've been talking to us about it. We have it. The network is in place, and people, it's growing all over the country. It's growing, and we've got providers that are jumping on board, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, being able to serve you in all of those ways, along with your primary care physician. It's just amazing to watch how these folks are coming together. Jerry, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asik, nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
I just got back from a restaurant and had some goat cheese on my sandwich, and I was telling the waitress how great goat milk and goat cheese is. I learned that from you. So
nice. You're welcome.
I'm into it now. But, I went and got my physical in early December, and I got a tetanus shot. I wasn't sure if I was due, but I think I was pretty close to due, so I went ahead and got it. And my arm's been hurting ever since. It doesn't hurt all the time, but when I move it certain ways, like when I go to put on, like, a T-shirt, or tonight when I was leaving the restaurant and I put my coat on, I got this pain in my arm. Right about the same place where I got the tetanus shot. And I called the doctor about it, and he said, yeah, sometimes your arm will hurt for a long time afterwards, but I should have called him back. I didn't know, is it going to go away ever, or am I going to have it for the rest of my life, or what?
Yeah, it's going to go away. It will. Just sometimes after the tetanus shot, you can have some of that residual, and it can hurt for a while. So it will eventually go away, technically. I mean, it's nothing I would really be too concerned about. I'd give it a little bit more time. But I definitely wouldn't know. Now, I'm telling you this. I would definitely go back to your doctor and talk to them. I mean, those are my thoughts from my experience. But, I mean, you still always want to get the final say from the one that's overseeing your care, period. So you want to go back in and double check? I would, just because I can't be there and see it, look at it, feel it. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have somebody do that. And especially someone that may have administered the shot, I mean, that's your best bet, is to go back in there. But that's what I would do. Kudos on the goat cheese. I'm a big fan myself. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You want to give us a call? We'll be able to take your call right now. Questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from St. Clement. It says, if you do not hope, you will not find what is beyond your hopes. Think about that. Hope is some of the best medicine we have, and why someone would never use it and someone would lose it, I just don't get it. Don't understand that. Lynn in Oxford, Mississippi says, how should I be treating tendonitis? Well, tendonitis is an itis. Remember, anytime it's an itis, you've got inflammation. So inflammation, any kind of inflammatory condition, you want to eat foods that lower inflammation in the body. That's the first thing, very important. And then also, there's supplements that can also help, such as fish oil, cod liver oil, good DHA oil can be beneficial. And also, there's some anti-inflammatory products as well. White willow bark can be very helpful, which, of course, can help lower inflammation. Conjugated linoleic acid can help do this as well. And then, of course, you've got ginger root, which is phenomenal in any kind of inflammatory condition. And also golden seal, both of those, or all of those. So a couple of things to think about. But tendonitis in general, you want to help with the inside. Outside, of course, using ice and...
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back.
are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. And check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. I know it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I'm sure you're excited to load up on the calories. Well, here's the deal. Go easy, have fun, but keep the portion size small. Now, if you live in the South or in Texas, I realize that is a challenge. So I'm not trying to steal all the fun, but I'm going to give you some tips on how to keep from gaining a little bit of extra pounds, not only tomorrow on Thanksgiving, but also through the holidays. So, you know, again, it is important to have a good time. And I'm not the fun sucker, definitely not going to do that, but going to help you with a couple of tips. So here's the deal. Before you go to the big meal with everybody, or I guess two or three meals throughout the day, you eat the meal, then you hang out and watch football, and then eat another meal. Well, here's the deal. If there's a stretch reflex in the stomach, one little tip that you can do is you can drink about 8 ounces to 12 ounces of water, distilled water, purified water, of course, not tap water. Stay away from the chlorine and the fluorine. Not a good thing. And you drink that, and it creates a stretch reflex in the stomach. In about 20 minutes, it'll tell the brain that the stomach is fairly full. So it'll cut down on your hunger going into that meal, and so you won't eat 3 plates. You might just eat 1. That is a great tip. And that'll keep you from packing on the extra calories. And, you know, you don't want to make Grandma, you know, Edna feel bad, you know, with the foods that you don't eat because she slaved away making them. So get a little bit of everything, of course. Stay away from the ham. I know that's just my own personal preference. You go more for the turkey, but have a good time. That's the key. Smaller portions. And, you know, again, 90-10 is the rule. So have fun with that 10% tomorrow and give thanks in all things. I'm sure you're for your family, your friends, for the life that you have. It's just a great time to give thanks for all that God's given us. And I'm excited. One of my favorite times of year. For sure. So have a good time with your family tomorrow. Big Thanksgiving Day coming up. Now, speaking of giving thanks, one thing that I think is really important that we've been seeing more and more, and it has to do with eating, and it has to do with eating the wrong kind of things over and over and over again, is type 2 diabetes. And I'm a big, you know, if you listen to the show a lot, we talk a lot about diabetes. And the reason is because it's becoming the number one health challenge that we're facing not only in America, but around the world. Well, the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're kind of the head honchos of all the research of what's going on out there, and they keep us up to date. Well, they said a stunning new federal report reveals just how bad obesity-linked type 2 diabetes is in the United States. They're calling it now an epidemic. And so some of the statistics are staggering. While in 1995, only 3 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, had diabetes, with a prevalence rate of 6% or more. By 2010, diabetes rates in all 50 states had reached that level. That's amazing. So from 1995, so in a 15-year increment. Some states, especially in the South, come on, Southern folks down here, have fared much worse than others. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report said 18 states saw their rates of diabetes cases double during that 15-year period covered by the study. And in 42 states, the rate jumped by 50%. Colorado, don't you worry, because you're like at the bottom of the list, leanest and healthiest state in the country. I was shocked myself, said lead researcher Linda Geis, a statistician for the CDC. She said, we know diabetes has been increasing for decades, but to see 18 states having an increase of 100% was shocking. The main cause of the increase is clear. Americans are widening their waistlines. That diabetes epidemic has gone hand in hand with the increases in obesity, Guy said. The tragedy is that diabetes is largely preventable through lifestyle changes, she added. Largely, I mean almost 100%, just FYI on that, really is. Dr. Stuart Weinerman from the Division of Endocrinology at North Shore University Hospital, Long Island, at the Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, said that diabetes is becoming the major public health burden. This is an unnecessary epidemic due to obesity, he added. From a public health perspective, we better be prepared if we allow people to continue to be obese, to spend huge amounts of money taking care of patients. The report was published, of course, in the Journal of Morbidity and Mortality in their general weekly report. Diabetes is unbelievable. I mean, really is. Look around you. And, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody that's obese. I mean, someone that's not obese can also have diabetes. It's where the pancreas, which, of course, secretes a hormone called insulin, begins to wear down. And we have these little receptor sites throughout our body and different cells that take in and latch onto the insulin when blood sugar levels get up. And finally, the receptors get kind of worn out. And when that happens, you start taking certain medications like Glucophage or Metformin. And, you know, it's unbelievable how it's increased. I mean, we as a people have really gone overboard, I think, in just the way we eat and take care of ourselves. And we've got to go to the next level. We have to make changes as a country. Diabetes is only going to increase. And, I mean, look at it. I mean, look around you. The obesity rates have increased. If you live in the South, like they're talking about here, just look around you. Look at how many fat people are around. And if you're fat, you know, don't be offended. It's just, you need to just start saying you're fat instead of this whole obese thing. Because I think we sugarcoat it, literally no pun intended, when you say obese or overweight. It sounds kind of soft, and it's almost like your own little race and gender category. And no one really thinks anything about it. But when you say fat, everybody gets offended, kind of like saying you're ugly. So we don't like that, right? Not attractive is a little bit softer, but when you say somebody's ugly, it's just not very, you know, I guess, socially accepted. Well, or politically correct. Well, here's the deal. Start saying things like that to yourself in a positive way. You say, look, you know, I'm getting kind of fat. I need to make some changes. It will make you change. It's got kind of a negative connotation to it, which I'm not real fond of, but just the word itself can make you move to action. And that's what I want more than anyone, is to see when you're overweight and you're in that category, you see that you kind of got some extra fat on you. Let's make something happen. Move to action so that you don't get stuck in this diabetes category. You get back to where you need to be because you can. The one thing I can tell you about people that are overweight in these categories is that you can change. You got there by putting yourself there. And so by making radical changes, you can get the radical results you're looking for. And we want to see you do that. We're your biggest cheerleader right here on the show. We'll be right back. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area. And you can always check us out at the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. But these are folks that believe the same way that we do right here on the show. And so they look at things from more of a nutritional lifestyle-based perspective and can take you to the next level from that perspective for your health. And so check them out right on the website. And also you can call our folks during the day, find out someone in your area and where they are. Let's kick it off now and go with Matt here on the phones. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, my wife, we are 4 months post a newborn.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's great.
Thank you. And her history in the past, she's always had kind of a low-level anxiety. In the past, she's been on some depression medications. And then over the last few years, we've made a lot of several subtle changes as far as diets and the likes. And we're able to take her off those medications with really no adverse effects. Now that we're 4 months post, she has, you know, some severe anxiety issues right now. We've done some counseling to see if there's any underlying things that we're not addressing, and doing about as much as we can really figure out at this point. And we have talked to one or two physicians, and they've advocated going back on some medications, which we are just to help at least, you know, so she can function as far as. That's the severity of the anxiety, but we're not really getting any good answers to see if there's any alternatives that we could seek out. Maybe some hormone things, or but then it would also be safe, that we know would be safe for breastfeeding as well. And so we're just feeling a little bit stuck in some other resources.
Yeah, I get it. So, I mean, what would your number one goal be for her right now? If you had to say, with what she's dealing with, this is what you're looking to do.
I mean, our number one goal is just to help keep her anxiety, you know, just so it's not giving her stomach aches and it's not keeping her up at night, or things become things that legitimately are things to be concerned with, but you know, they become bigger than they really should be. So I guess it's to help really bring that back into, maybe a pre-baby condition.
Yeah, back to the way she was before. Have you done any have you looked at any nutritional methods at all, or just kind of gone the regular medical route?
Well, we're a little bit stuck in the sense that we're new to the area, so we're trying to find resources, and we're in a northern Michigan, and so some of those it takes a while for us to find those things, and sometimes we just don't have the resources that we did. We used to live right outside of Philly, so you could go anywhere and find, you know, something that you needed. But as far as nutritionally, we haven't gone that route, but I feel like we've got a pretty good grasp, you know, that we're not, you know, we try as much whole foods, whole grains, and we're not big processed food eaters, but at the same time, we're open for other suggestions. So we've looked at it, but not, I guess we have not sat down with maybe a nutritional counselor.
Yeah, someone to help you get down that direction. No, that makes sense. With anxiety, there's a couple of things that you're looking at, what's called GABA, the GABA receptors, and it's just a neurotransmitter. And basically what happens is the medications like the benzodiazepines, like Xanax, Klonopin, a lot of those, what they do is they raise your GABA levels. When GABA levels get low in the body, and, you know, again, it can be triggered by poor nutrition. Like you said, it could happen during pregnancy. There could just be things that are thrown off. But when that happens, the lower GABA levels are, the more anxious a person becomes. So if you keep GABA levels at bay, kind of in a neutral state, then a person remains pretty chilled out, and they can handle what life throws at them, you know, the good and the bad. And so one thing to think about in this is just looking at the nutrition overall. And I do think it's wise to get with someone that can kind of coach you along the way. But with GABA, a couple things to keep in mind. A lot of the foods that we eat typically will drive GABA levels down. I think that's why one of the reasons that anxiety levels are elevated. I mean, not just in the society that we live in now and a lot of the stressors that we face, but I think it's just because our diet really is not in a place where it encourages healthy neurotransmitter levels. And so just to give an example, foods that lower GABA levels, okay? So you've got almonds, and these are the health foods that do it. So almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts. You've got things like grains, all the grains, wheat products, oatmeal, barley, rice, salmon, which is supposed to be a super health food, spinach, which, again, there you go. I mean, that's supposed to be really good for you, right? But see, these foods can actually drive down the GABA levels. And so, like, for example, somebody's struggling with anxiety and they're eating those kind of foods I just listed all the time, then it can drive the GABA levels down even worse, and then the cycle is just like a big hamster wheel. And you just stay on it, and you feel like you get any better. Does she exercise at all?
She's, you know, dealing with two kids, and so it's limited to walks probably every other day with the kids. Not intensely, but she does get out.
Okay. All right. Well, the diet itself, I think looking at some of those foods can be really helpful, but the exercise is important too. I know she's probably chasing, you know, kids and trying to keep up with everything, but exercise for GABA levels are pretty important. And so she can even do, you know, 20 minutes of steady walking where you can, you know, when you get home from work or whatever and you tag out and she can go get a good steady walk in, that does, I mean, amazing, amazing wonders for those levels in the brain. So just something to think about. I mean, those are some keys. Does she do any supplements at all, like fish oil, or is she gone down that road yet?
We're using fish oil, vitamin D. I encourage I think a vitamin, maybe B12, but then the question came up, is that, if she's doing a prenatal still, is that going to be too much? And then how, you know, it's hard to get information on whether certain things are safe for breastfeeding.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The foods themselves, when you work with a dietitian and kind of go through that, I mean, it's the foods themselves, I mean, obviously, if she's eating really good food, then that's obviously really good for the baby, right? Junk food in her, bad for the baby, right? It's just common sense, right? So the better foods that she eats and the more foods that she stays away from that could, I mean, not like salmon, because obviously salmon is going to be great for the baby. But if it's driving her GABA levels down, it's not helping her. So there's other fish like tilapia and, you know, tuna. There's other choices. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't eat almonds and walnuts, but you can have pecans and cashews. I mean, there's other options. So it's just about figuring out a good game plan and have someone walk with you in that process that can be helpful. But yeah, I mean, with supplementation, you know, just check, and I'm sure you go in for, you know, checks and whatnot. I would just check with her doctor, make sure that they're all right with it. But I mean, typically fish oil, all your basics, no big deal. I mean, the fish oil, just so you know, for her, if she's taking fish oil, is only going to help her, right? Her brain, her hormones, all that. But it also transfers into the baby, right? I mean, it's a great way for the baby to gather extra omega-3s, great for brain health, proven in numerous studies. So, you know, you're doing all the basics. It sounds like you're doing them right. One thing I will encourage you to do, if the gel cap, it says that it's cold pressed and you can see the liquid moving around in the gel cap, you're usually okay. If it's a gel cap that's just kind of solid, you can't see anything moving around, I probably would throw it away. Not that great. The oil is much better. So just as far as absorption goes, usually it takes about 15, 14 gel caps to equal one tablespoon of the fish oil itself. So it's also the amount that someone needs. But yeah, I mean, those are all good things. And if you are doing the Bs, I know you mentioned B12, look at B6. B6 is much more effective for all brain chemistry issues. You know, like, you know, acetylcholine and serotonin, all those different brain chemicals, kind of like we're talking about, that is a big one. You know, the B6 is one that a lot of the physicians and even nutritionists look at in blood testing and all that to kind of correlate with how brain chemistry functions. And that's just a little tidbit there. But yeah, I mean, anxiety is, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, you know, post, you know, with what she's dealing with, it is, but even just in general. So getting the diet, sometimes that can be a big trigger, and balancing that out, a good dietitian or nutritionist will help walk you through that, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know, because if you think about it, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, then many times we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That puts the power back in our hands, not just to sit back on what genetics say, but to stand up and say, what, you know, I'm not going to stand for diabetes. I'm not going to stand for high cholesterol. I'm not going to stand for being overweight or fat. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make changes, and I'm going to go to the next level. Because the great thing about your health is it can change. As much as you can go the wrong direction, you can also go the right direction. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. Go ahead and check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Of course, whatever your questions are, we want to get to them as quickly as possible, and we will, or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. That's what it's about. And don't forget, if you're looking for a provider in your area, just check out the website, and we can help you get one that you need. All right, Sherry, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hi. Yeah, this is Sherry, actually.
Hi, Sherry.
I've lost 40 pounds in the last 12 months, but
wow.
I'm diabetic. My AC1 was 6.9 last time I checked. I'm anemic, and I have high cholesterol. And I want to know what's the best foods or supplements I can take in order to correct these problems.
Well, I mean, first of all, you dropped the weight quite a bit, so that's huge. I mean, you've already taken the big first step, and I think that's one of the toughest ones for a lot of people. So you're what height and what weight right now?
I'm 5'2", I'm 215.
Okay, so what is your goal weight? Maybe about 115?
125.
Yeah, something like that. Great. Yeah, you'll make that, no problem. So you just keep pushing and keep. Are you exercising on a regular basis still?
I go for walks sometimes.
Sometimes. What does that mean?
No, I don't. My diet. What I really did was just change the way I was eating. That's how I lost most of my weight.
Yeah, but we still got.
What I eat.
We still got another 100 pounds or so to lose. So
yeah.
You're gonna have to get on a pretty solid exercise routine to make that happen. It's not gonna come from just eating. We're gonna have to get out and get moving. So I would make a goal. So when you say you try to walk and you kind of walk, that means when?
Like
once every 2 weeks?
Not once.
Once a month?
Out of the week.
Okay. So 5 days a week, 30 minutes at a time, 20 to 30 minutes. Can you do that?
Oh, it's hard. That would be very difficult for me. But
Why would it be tough?
Because it's just, walking is boring. It's a boring thing to do.
Okay, what other activities do you like? You like riding a bike? Do you like weightlifting? What do you enjoy?
Well, I like doing sit-ups.
Okay, we got to get moving, though, cardiovascular moving. So it's got to be walking, jogging, running, biking, swimming, things that are uncomfortable for you.
I guess I have to join the gym then, huh?
You can. That's a good idea. If you get tired of walking around the neighborhood and you want some variety, yeah, it's a great way to go. But there's gyms out there. I like the YMCA. I just like it. But that,
yeah.
You know, because I travel, I like what they stand for. I don't mind spending the $50. I think that it's a tax write-off too. But, you know, I like what they stand for. But there are gyms out there like Planet Fitness and Anytime Fitness that I think have memberships for like $19, and they've got gyms everywhere. And if you're a member of one, you can work out at any of them. So it's really inexpensive to get into a gym that's got nice equipment and you can get the job done for yourself. So, you know, that definitely would be something I would consider. Now, because, I mean, really, I'll tell you about eating habits and foods that are good for you and all that. But at the end of the day, if you're not moving consistently, and again, this is a marathon, not a sprint, right? So you got to make sure that you're doing it consistently. That's the key. And then you'll see the results over time, right? So that's one thing. Now, let's get down to the foods for a minute. So you're dealing with anemia and diabetes, right? And so what have you done to modify your eating at this point? I mean, you lost 40 pounds, so what did you really do? What was your strategy?
Well, what I did was just cut out all the junk food and the white rice and white bread. And instead of having white rice, I eat brown rice. Mm-hmm. I don't eat a lot of it. I incorporate more vegetables in my diet.
That's good.
No,
it sounds like you really made some.
I had a veggie sandwich. I had artichoke and red onions and red lettuce on a pumpernickel bread.
Hmm. Well, you made some good changes. I think the next level to go to, you know, with anemia, one thing you got to remember, it's getting up the red blood cell count, whether it's iron or B12, whichever one that they determined it is. And the best way to do that, your red meats are good, hormone-free, grass-fed, antibiotic-free. Those are all important. And then don't forget your dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, turnip greens, all of those provide a lot of extra iron and B12 that can really pump up the blood and do just wonders in getting the oxygen into the cells, which that's, you know, when you're dealing with anemia, it can cause a lot of fatigue too, obviously. So you want to get those up. And the food can be your best medicine many times, especially if your doctor's just said, you know, eat better and kind of guided you in that direction. That's a good way to go. Okay. So, you know, with the diabetes, eating small meals throughout the day, 5 meals or so a day, is a great way of consistently keeping nutrients coming in. It's a great way to lose weight, too, by the way, because it helps with the metabolism. Small meals, rationed out, small portions, that makes a huge difference. Another thing with diabetes that's really important to know from a nutrition perspective is, you know, to look at the different supplements that are out there, but also things like cinnamon that can be put on your food as a spice has been proven to help stabilize blood sugar levels. Also, when you eat a protein like a piece of turkey and you eat a fat like a handful of almonds with a carbohydrate with, like, say, an apple or, you know, brown rice like you're talking about, if you eat brown rice by itself, it can cause the blood sugar to go up. For diabetes, that's not a good thing. If you eat an apple and you eat a handful of almonds, the fat in the almonds helps regulate and stabilize blood sugar. So you're not going to have much of a spike in the blood sugar. So if you strategically learn how to eat your foods, you can actually have them do certain biochemical type activities in the body that can make a change and help stabilize so you can win that battle and not be stuck with it. All right. So my book, Empowering Your Health, has a lot of that information in that. Thanks for the call, and we'll talk soon. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.